Hello, everybody. I'm Lex.
Hello, everybody. I'm Britt.
And this is Stark Raving Madness. I think she might have gone a little mad. So if y'all don't hear from me, Brittany killed me.
No, that's too strong.
Too strong. Whatever. No, oh, man. It's like if I ever go missing. You probably did it.
No.
Okay. I don't know about it.
Not you.
Okay, well, if next week I have an episode on Brittany, don't be surprised.
Wah.
Oh, man, we should have like a soundboard. That'd be dope. Okay, anyway, so distractions. So we have been gone for quite a bit, and we do apologize. We needed to kind of get our mental health in check.
Yeah.
My new job is pretty draining. I sleep all the time. It's not great. So I have that. And we kind of missed doing the podcast, so we decided to do a small drop tonight. Yeah. It might turn out longer than we thought it was going to be because we are doing something different. Yeah. We reached out on like our Instagram and Twitter and our Facebook and asked people if they would like to send us their stories about spooky things that have happened to them since it is spooky season, which is my favorite season. So we had a few, I think three people that gave us permission.
We had like three or four.
So we will be doing this again. If you guys hear this and you're like, oh, that sounds like an awesome idea, send us your stories. Like, you know.
Honestly, like, since we're true crime podcast, I don't know. I think we could probably do something like this.
We're not even like a full true crime. We've just kind of stuck to true crime, but that's like true. Technically we're like true crime, spooky conspiracies. And we're going to get into more stuff like that. It's just we've kind of been kind of building, seeing what you guys like the most. Like we've kind of been like gauging on what you guys want to hear.
Right now, we've kind of had our heads stuck in a lot of true crime.
Yeah, because there's been a lot
of. We just had these times where we will either like go crazy over aliens or go crazy over like
lizard people.
Lizard people.
Well, not.
Similar.
Yeah.
Similar.
Yeah.
You talk about it a little bit.
I do because. Oh, never mind. I'm not gonna say that. we've noticed that you guys have actually been listening to us more. We're getting some more followers on our Instagram, our Twitter, Spotify.
Listen to us. I know our audio is not the best right now, noted, but we are going to get better equipment and stuff later on.
We're starting out small. We're trying to get there, and I know like the audio will improve. Yes, but that's about to change because I am one soon. So I left my job at FedEx to go to a different job, which company I'm not going to say because it's awful. And I'm going back to FedEx most likely. So,
yeah.
So it'll actually probably be easier for me to do podcasts because I won't feel like crap all the time. So I'm looking forward to that because you guys have actually been really supportive and like we love that. So like, you know, give us a shout out on Instagram. It's a Stark Raving Madness podcast or just Stark Raving Madness?
I think it's a podcast. Yes, podcast.
Okay.
Podcast.
Yeah, Stark Raving Madness podcast. On Twitter, we are Stark Raving Madness P. And on Facebook, as always, you can find us Stark Raving Madness. So pretty much our handle is kind of the same for all of it.
Yeah.
And our logo is the same. So if you guys would really appreciate it if y'all guys went and support us on social media. And we're kind of thinking about starting a Patreon, just something where we gave like you guys like a bonus episode or two bonus episodes.
I really want to do stickers.
Yeah, I'm thinking like, well, I mean, like if we asked for like a low pledge, like stickers in an episode.
Yeah.
And we would really... It would mean so much if you guys supported us because, like, honestly, we can't
also,
do this without y'all.
If you guys want to send in sticker ideas,
because we want to do like stickers and like pins. And like, if you like, when we get a Patreon, because we're going to kind of get in the works of that, if y'all subscribe to our Patreon, we'll have little things set up for you guys where we'll be able to send y'all things and like y'all get like special, like, bonus episodes that we thought were interesting, but didn't, or maybe like weren't big enough for a full episode, you know? So like, we're kind of like pattern around where that is, you know, we're not.
We're just testing the waters here.
Yeah. It's so it's sad. Just, it, your support means the world to us. Like, we could not do this without you guys. Yeah. So with that being said,
this is our trap. We live in the world.
Yeah, sadly, kind of, I don't know what that says about us as people that we, you know, true crime murder, but so with that said, we are going to jump into today's episode of, I guess,
spooky season stories.
Yeah, user tales. Are we going to, I don't know what to call this segment.
Yeah, I guess so.
Spooky user tales. Yeah, scary stories, whatever. Scary stories.
Scary stories told by you.
Yeah, yes. Actually, yes. Girl, we just came up with that. Yeah, we did. Okay, yeah. So welcome to Scary Stories Told by You.
Yeah.
So our first user on Instagram, their handle is another_1_on_Mars. And they submitted us a story. And so this happened over 10 years ago, but I still remember it. I think I will never forget. It was Christmas Eve and my mom was working, so my dad and I decided to go for a walk. We lived near the mountains, like a 20-minute drive or so. And when we arrived, we left the car in the parking lot. There weren't any other cars there. It was almost night and pretty cold. So they were saying that was pretty understandable. And we started walking through the woods. My dad and I walked for nearly an hour. And when we stopped to rest, we saw something. A lot of time has passed, but I remember a tall thing behind the trees. We both got nervous and decided to return to the car. I have to mention here that we didn't see anyone along the way, like not a single person. So we were expecting the parking lot to be empty, but it wasn't. Two white vans are parked right and left of our car, and the parking lot was huge. That was not a coincidence. They chose to park there. I don't remember the state of the license plate, but I can tell they weren't from around. And that very same night, I could see two white vans parked right in front of my house, and I don't know why, but I knew they were the very same we saw earlier. I don't know if the tall thing that we saw was related with the vehicles, but I haven't returned there. My dad and I just act like nothing happened. And by the way, I'm not saying I saw Slender Man. It wasn't humanoid. The figure that we saw was very weird. I vaguely remember, but I think it looked like this. And then the user actually sent us like one of those like drawings. Yeah. And it's pretty much, it's two people. It's him and his dad.
Good.
Yeah, it actually is pretty good.
We can't do that with doodle art.
Yeah, I don't know if we would be able to like show that. So I don't want to like link it. But maybe if you guys want to go follow them, you can ask them to see it. It's actually pretty decent. But it is it's him and them and their dad, and it looks like there's this figure kind of like in the trees almost, and they said it wasn't really like a spider. It looked as if something tall was just squatting, which is, they said, was the creepiest thing of all, because that shit was huge. And they said that they were feeling so uncomfortable just imagining it. And then they said about the vans, they didn't know, you know, they were just white, they were identical, they don't remember the brand, and you know, they say that they're hesitating if they had a brand logo. And he, you know, they say that they didn't see anyone beside them. They weren't there the next morning. They just left without a trace. And, you know, my dad said that their dad went to examine them in the morning, but they weren't there. And that's pretty, pretty creepy. Like, and they went on to say in the messages that that kind of stuck with them. And something about that changed them. You know, they said that the way that they see the woods now is different. Like, they don't see it with fear, but with respect, which I can completely understand. I've seen some things in the woods that I have not been comfortable with. And I don't say I could respect it. It scared the hell out of me, honestly.
Like, two or three people here that claim to see tree people.
Right.
And, like,
and when we say tree people, we don't mean like tree people. Like, it's as tall as a tree.
But it makes it sound crazy when you say it, but there's mm-hmm. so many people that have experienced the same thing.
That you're kind of just like wondering, like,
it's one of those questionable.
Yes. It's a,
really crazy.
I don't know. And they actually even said that they'd been attracted to the weird and paranormal since that happened.
Yeah.
And, I can say the same, honestly. Like, the stuff that had happened to me kind of made me more attracted to that kind of stuff. And so, once again, that was another_1_on_Mars. And if you want to follow them, it is spelled NOTHER_ONE_ON_MARS. And thank you for your submission. And so now moving on to the next story, we have, it's one of your boyfriend's friends, correct?
This is from Tristan.
And I think this is actually like a voice clip, so we're going to have to kind of put it up to the speaker.
And I am going to tell you guys, it's going to sound kind of like a little bit weird because there's stuff playing in the background of the audio clip.
Yeah. See, he had some stuff going on.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
But he actually told a few.
Yeah, he has like, I think like two or three in one. Yeah, he sent us like two or three clips of different stories. And
so this is Tristan's experiences. Yes.
Okay, so there was one time in about 2011, my mom moved into a 106-year-old house. So we had my brother, my sister, my mom, my mom's current boyfriend, and me on and off there. So that's five people. And there were five other spirits living in that house with us. So one night, I'm sitting there playing video games, like 1 to 2 in the morning in the middle of June. My little sister screams bloody murder. I whip my door open, whip her door open. And so her room had like a kind of a segue room. And so it had like an archway. And beyond that archway, she pointed and there was someone in like a hooded black figure. Couldn't see his face or anything like that, just standing there. I made eye contact after looking away for 3 seconds with my sister and looked back, that homie was gone.
He said that homie was gone.
That homie was gone.
Nah, fuck that.
Yeah, man, fuck all that noise. Yes, I would be out.
That house, and it would, you literally feel like you'd be being watched. Like there was two people like watching you at all times. It's always really cold down there too, but probably because it was a basement. Another time, I was living in a house with three other people, and his mom that owned the house was a hoarder, and so we did a seance when we cleaned out the basement, and my friend said, if you're here and the presence wanted to announce itself, there was a metallic clink 3 times as he said it over my right shoulder, and that was one of the most crazy experiences I've ever had.
Whew, I got a little chill at the end of that one. Yeah, that was not cool. Yeah, I haven't never done a seance, but I've definitely stupidly played with a dumbass Ouija board.
Those things are crazy.
Let's not ever do, like, we're not going to encourage our listeners to ever play with a Ouija board. It's fucked up. And so why are they labeling it as a children's game? What is going on? So the next one we have is from a little bit of a younger listener, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So the audio is a bit touchy, but it's because they are younger. So this is from, my founder username, Lufine underscore Koss, and their name is spelled LoufBean underscore Cos. If you want to go follow them on Instagram, they got a bunch of TikToks actually. You can follow them with the same username on there. They do a bunch of cosplay, a bunch of anime stuff.
You know, we'll actually plug these guys in the description of the video this time, so it'll be easier for them to see.
Yeah, we'll do that.
So you guys will be able to, if y'all couldn't understand us, because I know sometimes
Britt or I will not
be very clear in the way that we say on things. So say on things, is that right, grammar?
We get English now.
Yeah, sorry. I barely graduated high school. So, this was user, I didn't catch the...
Lufine.
Okay, Lufine. So user Lufine Cost. This is their story.
Okay, now I'm trying to explain.
That's adorable.
So we were going to a park. Actually, this happened not so long ago. I can't explain right. We were going to a park with a big tree. And it got late, so we left. And somehow we got lost. with somehow. I don't know how we got lost, but me and saw this guy with an axe walking with his light, and we drove past him 3 times just to see, and we're all freaking out and being dramatic, and then my mom was trying to turn around, and she turned into a cemetery by accident, and so when she turned into the cemetery, Liam was freaking out the most, telling her to hurry, and we were trying to back up and saw a car slow down. We thought they were going to get out and be mad at us, but it just turns out they were just stopping at a speed bump. And then we went in circles around the town.
Oh, that was adorable. Thank you. Loofbean?
Loofbean, yeah.
Loofbean. I'm just going to refer to them as Loofbean. I like that. That's a good nickname for someone.
And Loofbean.
Thank you, Loofbean, for that. Creepy. That's a kind of creepy story, actually. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. Like, you see somebody walking down the road with an axe. Like, no, thank you. Yeah. No, thank you. No, thank you. That's
why?
No, no.
Why?
People be wilding out up in here. They'd be like, yeah, those don't carry an axe. I'm cut you up, bruh.
Is that how
I don't know, probably. In my head, if I get axed to death, they're gonna be like, yeah, axe to death, bro. Let's go. I guess they're frat boys. Because my default voice is frat boy, okay? Like, we've talked about this.
You're
Kyle, right. Frat boy Kyle.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so that was it for our, what did we say it was?
Oh,
scary stories told by you, I think.
Yes,
that's not right, guys. Sorry about that. We have the memory of a goldfish.
Yeah, there's no brain.
But that, yeah. I got thrown through a wall when I was little. That's my excuse.
Oh, my gosh.
I literally did, though. Like, honest, you can ask my uncle. I got thrown through a wall. I'm not a very smart person. Y'all should see the way Brittany's looking at me right now. So I didn't even get to finish explaining.
Okay, go ahead.
It was not abuse.
Okay.
My uncle and I grew up close together in age, and we were playing around when I was like 4 or 5, and he bounced me on the bed. Like, he threw me on the bed, and I just bounced a little high. You know, that's all it was.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I forgot.
That.
Well, because you were looking at me like I was
like,
fucking crazy.
Gosh.
You were looking at me, and he loves telling that story, too. He'll tell everybody that he threw me through that wall, and he's not afraid to do it again. But you know my family.
Yeah, right.
Britt and I have been friends for so long. Like, she knows my family. Like, she knows that that was not any kind of, any kind of bad thing. It was a very...
I forgot, though. I couldn't remember.
I wish I could, but I'm just kidding. It really is all in good fun. Like, that was actually, like... That's,
no,
that's,
I,
the,
brought,
yeah.
I accidentally bounced
her. I keep telling him I'm going to get one of his kids back. Out a window?
Yeah, on accident.
Okay, so he never did that. Although he did knock me off.
Onto a stone floor.
Fucking Christ, man. Okay, I can't say. Me and my sister used to fight. Like, well, now she hit me in the back of the baton, but I sat on her, so that's fair. That's the sad. I said she couldn't breathe. That's fair. I sat on her.
No, I didn't see her doing that, though.
And I didn't get in trouble. She didn't get in trouble for that. I got in trouble.
Well, did you sit on her first?
I don't even remember. I think those are 2 separate events.
Oh, my God.
And then one time, I was, like, playing around on her. Like, you know how, like, when you're younger, you're, like, acting like animals and stuff. Like, you act like you're an animal. Well, I was pretending I was a tiger. And then this bitch had the audacity to kick me in the mouth and knock my 2 front teeth out.
Shit.
She was, like, 2.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. She's violent. Love you, Karini Weenie.
Oh,
I know she's not listening.
No, she's not.
No. So, fuck her. But, yeah. So, I just had to explain that for everybody because I felt like Brittany thought I was crazy, and I didn't want you guys to think I was crazy either.
I'm sorry.
I forget that not everybody has, like, an uncle they grew up close in age with, you know, like.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I had an aunt that was, like, the same age.
Right, yeah. So, like, we grew up close in age. Like, we're only 9 years apart. So, like.
Is that fucking weird, though?
That is kind of weird for you. I don't know about it.
I don't
even want to think about how that works in my brain. I'm, like, kind of, like, not. I'm tired.
It shorts out, right?
Yeah. Okay, so the other part of this was we were going to share our, like, mine and Britt's experience with the spooky paranormal
because we got a fuck
ton. Now we're gonna save the big story for Halloween. Like, we're gonna drop that on Halloween. That's gonna be dropped Halloween night.
Yes.
That's a very big one involving Colorado.
I just remembered. I'm sorry, I interrupted.
It's fine. What?
Okay, we did tell them the next time we came back, we're gonna do the killer clown episode.
Oh, but we can drop that.
Yeah, tomorrow. That'll be our next. Well, do you want to do it tonight? Do you have the stuff?
I don't have the stuff.
Okay, yeah, no. We will.
Way to put me on the spot, Britt.
It's okay. You've been busy. Work.
Yeah, we did promise that we were gonna do. Yeah, work has been driving me bonkers.
Yeah.
Yo, I ever just have a job that just shuts you down all the way, and you're just like, I don't know how to do this. I don't want to do this. Yo, guys, ever have that? Like, I know you have, Brett.
Yeah, for sure.
So, tell us your horrible boss's story.
No. Right.
That's like a whole different. Like, we could do like
my job podcast.
We could have made a podcast about that,
dude. Right? So many people would do that. I would do that. I need to do that. That is therapy.
Until we get sued.
That's great.
Remember what happened to Shane Dawson? He got fired from Jenny Craig. Remember, because he like made a video or something, and then like when he was talking about it, he was like Schminny Rag or whatever he said, but he was obviously talking about Jenny Craig.
Oh yeah.
I don't want to get in that kind of trouble.
You're right.
That's why I didn't name the company that I'm leaving. Have I mentioned them in the videos?
No.
Okay, cool. I just said that I was leaving FedEx.
Yeah, that was it. Word. Which now you will be going back to FedEx.
Hey!
Yeah.
Probably. Unless I can find something else.
Yeah.
Not quitting until I find something else. I feel bad for quitting. It's fine.
Okay,
we're getting so off topic. This is not Lex and Brick hangout time. Sorry. I mean, it kind of is, though. We come together like once a week to do these. Okay, so.
They're here too, though.
Yes.
Here.
They are, yes. Oh, this is so nice. Like, it's our, like, working on our little family. Like, we're getting there.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm going to say this again. We do appreciate the support, guys. Like, you guys keep us going with the views. Yeah, for real. Like, and we want to keep hearing you, what you guys want. Like, we'll talk about what you guys want us to talk about. Like,
yeah, we want to hear your opinions.
Yes, and your suggestions. Maybe you guys, know a case that we don't know. Maybe you guys have a story that we haven't heard about or experienced, and that would be dope.
Recommendations.
Yes.
In our inboxes,
hit us up. We might do like a free like sticker giveaway or something for people that do send us stuff to kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be like, you know, because
actually, that's a really good
idea. Yeah, we've got some pretty cool sticker ideas, and if you guys have sticker ideas as well, we will credit y'all.
Yeah.
And that would be pretty dope because we want to give you guys some really cool stuff.
For sure.
Like for y'all, y'all are listening to us, so we can give it back to you.
We share the love.
Yes. That Black Eyed Peas song just popped in my head. Where is the love? I know it's not the same thing, but it's got the same message of sharing the love. They want to know why there is no love.
Yeah. They're like, what the fuck is it?
I swear, y'all, Britt looks at me like I'm insane every time I talk sometimes because she doesn't know where I'm at.
It's just my face because everybody does that. It's like my resting confusion face.
You do have a resting confusion face.
It's not resting bitch face. It's resting confusion face. You get that from working around stupid people.
Can relate. Okay. So, yeah, like I said, on Halloween, that won't be our next drop, obviously, but we are gearing up for a big episode on Halloween that we talk about our experience in Colorado. You guys might know what we're talking about, which is cool, but Britt and I had a really cool, kind of crazy, kind of creepy, kind of not want to ever go back there against experience that we're not going to talk about today. We're saving that for Halloween because it's the ultimate spook.
Spooktacular.
Spook-fucking-tacular. I feel like I had to ask a cuss word in there. I don't know.
I know.
That's just mine.
It makes you feel better.
I'm such a bruh girl. Like, I'm not, like a bruh.
A bruh.
Just scratch this. Bruh. Bruh. What's up, bro? Bro. Okay. All right.
Sorry.
I'm going to edit that out.
No, don't do that. You can.
Okay. So, we should start with the Hansel house.
Oh, Hansel. I thought you said Hansel. I was like, Hansel and Gretel? We covered
that. So, Britt and I moved out to a place about 30 minutes from our parents in Alabama. Yeah.
Fuck
yes.
That dude.
I mean, I don't think he's ever going to listen to this, but yeah, fuck that place. So, it was a weird situation about how we got in there, but let's just say I made a dumb decision and moved in with people I shouldn't have moved in. And they left. and because we had a falling out, and then Britt and her ex-boyfriend at the time moved in, which was fine. Everything, like, there were a little few weird things that had started happening, but they weren't quite big. And I talked to a previous tenant that had lived there because I was friends with her, and she said that, you know, nothing really creepy had happened except for, like, the backyard was weird, which behind the shed we had was super weird.
So the layout of the house was actually, like, witchy as fuck.
It really was. We had, like, this huge backyard with a river or a creek that ran through.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. Like, that was, like, my dream house. Like, a big ass backyard. And it was a 3-bedroom, 1-bath house.
Yeah, that we got for, like, $450.
Yeah, it was, like, really cheap. Granted, there was some stuff wrong with it. Like, we're not going to lie. It was falling apart. Yes, but it was a beautiful setup in the backyard.
Yeah.
But at night, and even during the day, it was creepy. Like, I wish we had Erin on here to tell about what happened when she was cutting the grass that one time. Because she like, heard something, or I don't even remember. Like, we were literally talking about it the other day, but I think she, like, heard something, and she got, like, this weird feeling when she was cutting the grass. Like, do you remember that? She came back in and was like, I'll finish cutting it later.
Oh, yeah. She thought that she, like, felt a negative energy.
Yeah, but I want to say I thought she said she heard something, but she might not have.
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't remember. Like, I wish she was here. We'll let you guys know, because we'll ask her about it.
I feel like the energy, so the layout of the house was hella old. You drove up to the house, and
you're on, like, this dirt gravel road, and our driveway was nothing but gravel.
Yeah.
And our house is
broken ass willow trees, like, in our backyard that actually ended up almost falling on our house.
And the well. We can't forget about the well that was sitting in our backyard. And that weird hole. The weird hole that your ex found.
There was, like, this weird
hole. I never went back and looked at it. I don't even know y'all.
That was just dug in the middle of the yard. And so we went to go, like, cut the grass one day, and there was metal and shit, so we were cleaning up the yard to make sure that we weren't mowing over the metal, and we started cleaning up the yard back there a bit, because we didn't even go past this point when we first moved in, and we moved some of the shit, and there's, like, this weird-ass hole in the ground that you step in, and it's fucking deep, dude. Like, it was, you could fit probably from my foot to halfway.
See, I never saw it because, like, your ex tried to get me to. Your ex tried to get me to go out there. I was like, a spooky hole in our backyard, because that was, like, when I had weird experiences, but Britt and her ex did not. Like, I would not sleep in it.
No, I had plenty of experiences
after he left. What I'm saying was, like, at the beginning, you did not really experience it. Like, not as deep. So when I was there at the beginning, like, when I had those old roommates, I never slept with my light off. But I was in a different room. Like, I had moved rooms. So there was 3 bedrooms. The way it was set up is you walk in, there's the kitchen, there's, like, a little, like, breakfast nook, and then there's the living room when you go in. And then to your right was a hallway. So good saying that I remember all this. But then there was a bedroom that was, like, really small, like, Harry Potter type bedroom on the left, which is where Brittany ended up at the very end.
Yeah.
And then a bathroom across from that. And then there were 2 back bedrooms, like, not even, like, a foot apart from that. Like, there was 2 back bedrooms at the end.
Yeah.
And one of them was significantly bigger than the other, which was on the left. And the other one was a little bit, it was, like, medium size. So I was living in the medium size one whenever I'd first moved in. And everything was fine there. And then I moved into the bigger bedroom briefly, and my 2 roommates stayed in that little tiny bedroom. And when I was staying in that back bedroom, I could not sleep in there. The big one, the biggest room. The one that I was in when we left.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I didn't like that room.
No, you didn't. And we're going to get to that, because some weird stuff happened when Britt and I were, like, by ourselves and stuff.
Yeah.
So I couldn't sleep at night.
Dude, I feel like this house killed a bunch of shit.
We're going to get there. So time passes on. You know, Britt and her ex, they break up, and we move Erin in. And that was before we had started dating. And she moved in. And she had the medium-sized bedroom, Britt had the small bedroom, and I had the big bedroom.
Yeah.
That was just the way it kind of worked out. And so that was when I started having trouble sleeping in that back bedroom. Like, I kept the lights on.
Yeah, let's sleep with the lights on.
And I've like never said, yeah. Night. And because so what would happen is like before I started sleeping lights on, I'd keep my TV and I'd keep my Xbox on. And the TV that I have does not power off at night at all. Like, it has never gone to sleep while I've like, you know, like I've always went to bed with it on and always woke up with it on. Well, I started noticing I'd wake up at like 3 o'clock every night and my TV and my Xbox would be off and it was completely dark.
Dude, that was the same way. Right. What did I get for the TV? I had something for the TV.
You had my small TV.
I know, but I used something to put the internet on.
The Blu-ray player I had.
That's what it was.
Yeah, the Blu-ray player, which doesn't turn off either.
Yeah. But it would cut off in the middle of the night.
Right. And you'd wake up in pitch black.
Yeah.
So I started sleeping with the lights on. And then eventually I moved to the couch. Y'all, I sat on the couch because I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So you want to tell them about when you thought I was home from work? Do you remember that?
Oh, shit, dude. I forgot about that.
So, Britt.
I blocked out most.
Yeah. I did. I wish I could block out this ghost stuff that happened. I blocked out everything
I
else.
I blocked out a dude. Oh, man. Oh, my heart's dropping.
I know. I worked at a plant.
Yeah.
And I got home about 6 o'clock every day.
Yeah, every day at the same time. And so, I woke up or something.
You were asleep. You worked night, so you slept during the day while I was gone.
That's right. And I woke up because I didn't sleep on the couch or some shit.
I don't know.
I slept on the couch then. Yeah.
That was before Aaron moved in. This is before Aaron had moved in because she wasn't there at the time.
Yeah, but I think I was sleeping on the couch during the day. Yeah. So I was taking a nap on the couch and I wake up because I hear something like in the back in Lex's room.
Oh, God.
Like the door, like, sounded like it was shut. And I just woken up. So I was like, oh, well, maybe Lex's home. Like, they just walked in and I just missed them. So I walk back there. There's nobody back there. So I'm like, what the fuck? Okay. So I shut the door and I go lay back down on the couch. And I can't fucking sleep at this point because this guy, fuck.
Yeah, I think you like texted me like, because it was like 4:30. Yeah, I was supposed to be off at like 3.
Yeah.
And I had to work over.
Because I texted you when I heard it and it wasn't you.
Yeah, because you were like, are you home? I was like, no, bitch, I'm at work. And I remember sending you a picture in response because I was welding at the time.
Yeah.
I think I just sent you a picture of me welding. And then I didn't hear back from you and I got very concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and bedroom door. I shut the bedroom door and walked back to the couch and laid back down. And I didn't go to sleep, obviously, because this shit creeped me out. Like, I texted Lex and was like, hey, did you come in briefly? Are you at work still? Like, what's your status? Are you alive? and they were like, I'm at work right now. I'm actually in the middle of welding. And I was like, what the fuck? So I'm laying there. I think I put on the TV or something. And I heard the door.
Fuck those doors, dude. Speak. Fuck those doors.
And this door opened a little bit. And you could hear kind of like small footsteps going on. And I was like, what the fuck? Because I honestly thought somebody might have broken in or something.
It would have been very easy in that house.
Yeah.
That front door didn't lock.
I had a whole game plan in my head that I had already created for that exact instance. I had every exit plan planned out for if somebody were to break in while you guys were at work. I kept a pocket knife on me while you were like, I'm that big.
Oh.
So, but anyway.
El loco.
Yeah, a little el loco. So.
I was not there.
Yeah. So there was this footsteps going on, and so I thought somebody broke in. So I went back there and checked it out. Nobody was back there. So I go in the room. And I open the door. Go in the room. Investigate the whole fucking room.
I can see you being like, detective music.
Dude,
playing.
It was in my head. I was fucking going in like an agent. I was like, there's nobody in the next room. But anyway, there's nobody there, so I went back and laid down. And I think I fell asleep or something. And went to shower. And I think, maybe that was a different instance. I can't remember if it was the same day. There was an instance, though, in this house where I was showering. And Lex and Inren both had the same thing happen, actually.
Yeah, I was going to get to that one.
You would hear a knock on the door, and then you'd hear her name being called, but nobody would be there.
That was a different day. I was
but
on the back porch.
It sounded just like Lex.
I was on the back porch smoking that day, yeah. Yeah.
I hear...
Prit.
And then I hear... Brittany?
Yeah, because I'd go, Brittany, when I needed to, like, go in the bathroom or something,
yeah.
She was in the shower, I'd be like, Brittany.
Yeah.
It was just weird.
I'd be like, hello? There'd be nobody there.
To, like,
okay.
And, like, back of your story,
sorry.
I was I was by myself one day, and it was kind of getting dark. I think Britt and Aaron were at work, and I was sitting on the couch, and I was, like, playing, like, Xbox or something, and I hear Brittany's door open. And then I hear Brittany's door slam shut. And I was like, whoop, okay. I'm like, maybe it was just the air kicking on, even though the air was not on. So, like, I, like, give it a few seconds. I'm, like, trying to, like, play my video game, trying to, like, ignore what's going on. And then I hear my door open. Like, it's, like, creak. And then I hear, whoop, boom, like, really loud. I was like, oh, fuck, okay. So, like, I text Brittany, and I was like, when are you going to be home? And then, like, one time. You know, I can't make this shit up. Like, I wish I could because this was terrible. So, at first, like, I have to give you, like, a little backstory. At first, with, like, walking around in the back bedroom, we thought it was my dad.
Yeah, at first.
Because my dad always said that when he died, he would haunt the hell out of us. And, honestly.
I hope not, because your dad.
Well, there was.
If it was your dad,
there were some incidents that it could not have been my dad. You know what I mean? Like, there were some creepy things.
Uncomfortable
stuff.
Situation.
Like, I had stuff grip my boobs.
Yeah,
I don't think that was
yes.
my dad. I think the stuff that has happened at my house has been my dad, but I do not think my dad was terrorizing us 30 minutes away.
No.
Because at first I was
like,
yeah, because at first I was like, oh no, it's probably just my dad. Ha 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 ha. Like, dad, you know, like,
yeah.
You know, I was just trying to, like, make myself feel better. And I was like, oh, Brett, you know, he didn't like you that much. So he's probably just fucking with you.
Right?
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
But
then
it
got.
Freaking me out because I was sort of getting, like, grabbed in the shower.
And yeah,
it
was
like,
starting to get progressively more violent to where
like
it could not have been him. Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. One night, everybody was gone. And I didn't want to take a shower, but I take a shower because I was like, well, I stink. I'm going to, like, try to distract myself. So I got in the shower, and I'm just, like, chilling. I'm just, like, doing my own thing. I think I was, like, jamming to Taylor Swift because Lover had just came out.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I'm a huge Taylor Swift fan. For anybody else who might be a Swiftie.
Oh, I love
Swift-
him, though.
Okay, cool. I gotta say, if anybody's a Swiftie and wants to support us, I love Taylor Swift. And
right?
I will talk about
I was
everything.
Like, yeah,
Taylor yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so I was, like, jamming out, you know, doing my own thing. We're probably, like, loofing in the shower and singing. And I just feel like a stinging on my arm. And I look down, and, like, I remember I sent Aaron a picture.
Yeah.
It was, like, a bear. I sent you and
you
Aaron a picture. Yeah. It was a long-ass scratch on my arm. Probably about, like, a pin length, I guess.
Yeah.
A pin length of, like, a single scratch, red, raw, like it had
like
just
it
happened.
It literally looked like somebody took the tip of, like, a bobby pin and just ran it straight across.
It was a little bit deeper because that one kind of like welted up.
No, like
yeah.
It looked like it took effort.
Yeah, it was and that
but
was
complete.
Yeah, and that was also like the same day that like I felt something kind of like caress my like
yeah.
boob and I was like, oh, okay, that's definitely not my dad.
Yeah.
Like I was like, okay, that's not the ghost of him. That ain't what's going on. And
that's what I was gonna tell you. Oh yeah, yeah, okay. So there was one night when I moved into small room.
Mm.
And so at this house, we had, what was it, like, no AC for, like, a month?
Oh, yeah, we were out of AC for, like, a month, yeah.
Yeah. So,
our
we didn't
sucked.
Have, yeah, our landlord sucked.
The air conditioning went boom. It took a month in the middle of fucking August to come out, or July to come out and see it.
Yeah.
June. So, when Aaron wasn't there yet, I don't think.
No, it was right before Aaron.
Yeah, so June.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like the middle of fucking June, which is, like, the hottest part of Alabama.
Yeah. And so, I basically slept. But naked because it's June and we had no AC. So I was laying there one night and I was trying to go to sleep. I think you were at work.
Yeah.
And So I'm laying there.
Because I was going to work nights, I think.
Yeah, you were working nights. And I think I was working at Diddy's.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'll come home and sleep during the daytime. But on the off days and stuff, I kind of chill around the house and like to be working because I like to work all the fucking time, man.
Yeah, so, that was going a lot.
Yeah. And so anyway, we ended up having AC cut off for a while. And I'm laying there one night trying to go to sleep, and I'm dead ass asleep. And I wake up because I start feeling something like kind of crawl on my foot.
Oh, bro, you told me about that. You did tell me about that. Yeah. And it like grabbed your leg.
And yeah, I thought it was a bug. That's why it scared me.
Oh, fuck.
Because I was like, oh, fuck. Like, there's a goddamn
bug
in my blanket.
It's just a bug.
I fucking, like, start, like, swatting at my foot, and I can still, like, kind of feel it. And I was like, what the fuck? And so it starts moving up, and it got, like, all the way to my
eye. I hate this story.
It was fucking, but it was gross. And every time, it happened a few times, because remember I had those strobe lights in there?
Yes.
I could see it. And it happened eventually.
Oh, stop. I'm like spazzing.
You know that black thing that I was telling you about at Walmart?
Yeah.
That we all saw?
Yes.
That's exactly what the
fuck Girl, no.
And that's exactly what the fuck that thing used to do.
I'm pretty sure you had something attached to you. I think you brought some of it to the house.
I don't understand, though, because it hasn't popped up for years. Like, why the fuck would it pop up now? You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it was all of our energy combined. But that was not, like, that house
that
just, that, vibes. God, it was so bad. That house was so, I could not sit in my driveway because of the, like, we had that shed that was in the backyard.
Yeah, we had this broken
out. It looked like a murder shed. It like, I wanted to.
It was run down, rusted, like, there were children playing in it, and that made it eerier, but it was just, like, Stephanie's kids.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, but it was still creepy.
It was still eerie.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it was, actually. Like, I don't know.
I don't
know. I didn't ask her. I never wanted to ask her because I didn't want to answer because we would have to move immediately.
Oh, girl, don't tell me that. That scares the fuck out of me.
Well, what does it matter? That place got hit by a tornado.
Right.
So now the land is just haunted, but that leads me to another thing. That Hansel land is haunted, though. Like,
dude,
Hansel is
like
built.
It was the land more than
yes,
anything,
because
that stone wall beside the house.
Yes.
That's where I felt majority of the energy.
Yes.
Out.
So,
that and shit.
I've actually been really familiar. And this town is called Hansel, and it's apparently built on like this Indian burial ground thing. So I have like a pre-story to a story. So I have this friend who her and her cousin used to go like mud riding in the woods, I guess. Like that's the easiest thing way I can describe it. And they saw this like werewolf looking thing one night that kind of looked like, you know, in Harry Potter in the third one where like Lupin transforms into a werewolf. Because I'm not going to tell the whole story because that's, I guess, not like really like my story to tell. Like I don't really know the full details anyway. But they just saw this like in the woods. They just saw this like weird looking mange looking humanoid Harry Potter Lupin looking thing. Yeah. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And they dipped. Well, so when I was in college, the same friend and her, the same cousin, we went to play this game called Manhunt. And I know you know what Manhunt is, Britt. We used to do it all the time. For those of you who don't know, Manhunt is giant hide and seek in the dark. It's like adult hide and seek in the dark, basically.
Yeah, but you play with like BB guns.
Okay, well, we didn't play with BB guns this time. That was our separate group because it was a bunch of guys. It was a bunch of guys. It was like, we always like be you. And our, like, three guy friends? How many guy friends?
I don't know. Three. We kind of just invited everybody.
It's like Randy Kaskin. Yeah, Randy Kaskin. Those are the three guys we mainly hung out with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so it was around Halloween, and my friend's cousin wanted to play Manhunt. So we went to the same area that experience had happened to them. This was, like, years in between, too. Like, that happened when they were younger. But it's the same piece of land. It's, like, their uncle's land or something like that. So we went out there, and I specifically remember because I drove my Kia Soul through the grass. Like, I took my Kia Soul off-roading, yes. And it pretty much, it was set up as, like, this big open space of land with, like, a little packet, like, a patch of trees. And it was me, my friend, a patch of trees, my bad. So it was me, my friend, her cousin, her cousin's boyfriend, and their friend. And me and my friend decided that we were going to be the people that hunted. So, you know, her cousin and her boyfriend went off on the, you know, their little way. And then our other friend went another way. Well, we saw our other friend get tangled up in, like, the trees because they were so thick. And he literally was there the entire time because his dummy had his flashlight on.
Yeah.
So we, like me and my friend, knew where he was at all times. So we were watching him, but we couldn't find her cousin and her boyfriend. Well, like we were like, you know, kind of being like Marco Polo, you know, that kind of thing. Because remember we used to do that.
Yeah.
And well, we did the.
Yeah,
from Conjuring. That's a so.
Dude, I
don't want to talk about that yet. So we were looking for him, and all of a sudden, the cousin and the boyfriend came running from like the center of like where we were at, and they were like, "Where are you guys? Where were y'all at? Where is insert friend's name here?" Talking about the other friend, and we were like, "He's over there. Like he's been over there the whole time." Well, the boyfriend got like super angry and was like, "Why the fuck were you running around the woods talking to our friend that was called up?" He was like, "Why the fuck were you like running around the woods? Like, why are you just like going off on him?"
Yeah.
And we were like, "Dude, like stop. Like he's been here the entire time. Like he has not moved. Like we saw his flashlight the entire time.
Yeah.
He was stuck. We had to untangle him." And we were like, "What are you talking about?" And they said that they were kind of like hiding on the edge of the woods and they saw something. They said something, but it was like this humanoid looking thing, kind of like prancing, I guess, running. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I can't show you. Yeah. I can't show you, but they were kind of like, like prance. This is why like, I wish we had like the YouTube video so they could see what I'm doing.
Like it's gonna
so, yes. So, listen.
Oh, no. That sounds like a freak.
No, it sounded like it literally when we, like, so like when my friend told me about the original experience with that, we Googled it. The closest thing I could find was a skinwalker.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. So, and it makes sense to be in the same land. So we literally were like, nope. And we got and left. Well, me and my friend were kind of like looking out the back window as we were leaving. And we saw something fucking crouch by the outside of the woods watching us leave. I literally did not leave. I did not take me and her did not take our eyes off of it until we were all the way out of sight. And it watched us leave. And I actually had another experience with what I think was a skinwalker in Colorado, but I was going to save that for the Halloween episode that we're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
So that Hansel just kind of gives me all around a really creepy vibe. I'm not really down for it. So
yeah.
And then
it's all right.
I think if we keep telling this, it's going to kind of go over into like a really long episode. So I think we're going to split this and we were going to tell you guys more if y'all like to hear, like maybe like we can drop another episode tomorrow or Wednesday. We could do Wednesday.
Yeah.
We can do a drop on Wednesday for more of our creepy stories. And maybe you guys can tell us your scary stories, more of them. So we can have more to the podcast.
We do want you guys.
Yeah, because I know like we were like, oh, we're going to tell you guys so much. But like there's so much that happened. I forgot that we're probably going to have to break this up into smaller segments because we're already at like 40-something minutes. 42 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yes. And we were like, this is going to be a mini drop.
Yeah.
So, yes, yeah. So So we'll tell one more story from Bryce.
Okay. Are you
thinking
about the same experience? Where you went in the room?
Where I sat down and went in the room and the lights were off.
Were you and Randy and all went in the room?
Yeah, and the thing.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay. So,
because me and Shelby had that experience while you guys were having your experience.
Right, okay. So there was this place in Alabama. It's called Old Bryce Hospital, and it used to be.
Oh, my God. I
want to
go.
I do, too, but I feel like we probably shouldn't if something feels like we should go. Like, that's my thing. If something is telling you to, like, if you're drawn to something and it's, like, a place like that, it's probably not a good thing. Like, I've told you that.
Colorado.
I don't want to go back to the Stanley. Like, I want to, but I don't want to because there's a reason I'm being drawn back to it.
The Stanley wasn't bad.
We're going to talk about that. You know we're going to talk about it. Yeah, it was a lot of
actually,
whack.
Actually, yeah, towards the end, I completely blocked all that out, dude.
Yeah, spoiled the next episode.
I blocked it out? What?
You spoiled the Halloween episode.
What do you mean? No, I mean, we're talking about the Stanley Hotel. It's an experience as well.
True.
We got a lot of shit.
We do. So
I didn't spoil anything.
Yeah, true. Okay, so Old Bryce Hospital is, I don't know how old it is. Like, I actually remember when we first started going around, we looked at the backstory of this.
Yeah.
And we actually went, I had went before, like, Britt and I had went together. Like, the first time I went was a pretty spectacularly spooky experience. I'm going to save that for the next episode. But so there was this one time that when you go to the hospital, there's like actually like two different buildings. One of them is was like Partlow, I think it's called Partlow, and which is like kind of like where they did like the lobotomies and stuff, and it was like the old like nurses station and stuff like that. And then you had like the main entrance of Rice where they kept the patients. Well, we went to Partlow that day. It was like me, Brett, our friends. We had like four or five different people with us that day. Well, no, we had just you, Shelby, and then it was me, Cass, and Randy, right?
Or it was Leah.
Maybe she might have been there.
I think she went with us too.
There, we always had a big group of people that I can't always remember who was there and who wasn't there.
It might have been Leah and Destiny. I feel like we had more
people. We might have had more people, yeah.
There's a bunch of people in that room, and me and Shelby just stayed out.
Gary was there too.
That's right.
Yeah, he was. So we, okay, so like, I think it was you, Des, and Leah that, and Shelby that stayed outside, right? Because there was four of y'all that stayed outside.
Yes.
And then, okay, so Britt and the rest stayed outside, and me and the big-ass group of guys pretty much went inside where they used to do the lobotomies. Like, you could literally still see the light, the overhead, the surgical light hanging.
Yeah.
And we went in there, and we turned off the lights, and I think, like, Randy was like, if anybody's here, like, and we, like, kind of, like, sat in this, like, lame-ass circle, but we were, like, spread apart enough that you would, like, hear if somebody, like, moved their leg to come touch you or, like, you know, something like that.
Well,
Randy was like, if you're here, like, tap three times or something like that. Like, show us you're here. And, like, I had something grab my fucking ankle at the same time that something grabbed Cass's ankle. And we, like, we could hear, like, whispering. And I was like, whoop, no. But at the same time, Britt and them were experiencing something else while we were experiencing something
Shelby,
grabbing.
Me and Shelby were outside of this room in this dark-ass hallway. And there was this room directly across from that room.
Oh, yeah.
And there was something, every time I went to this hospital, that room drew us to it.
That room was like the worst room, yeah. Yeah, that was like the worst room there.
And so this, it was, I think the door was slightly closed or something. This door starts slightly opening, and you could see something come out and look at us.
So we didn't see.
And we were like.
Because that's when you guys started, like, yelling at us.
Yeah, we were like,
because y'all were, we were, like, running. We were, like, running. And, like, the coolest thing about all this, though, is and I'm going to try to get them back now that I have a laptop again. I have videos and audio clips of things that I've caught messing with us at Bryce and at Cardiff and at Cluster Springs Hellhole.
Oh, yeah.
I have all these kind of audio stuff, but I have to figure out how to get them because, like, y'all, like, nobody believes me unless I showed them. And, like, my friends, obviously, they all heard them. And it's real. Like, there's no, like, I cannot manipulate audio. I can't even figure out how to edit our audio.
Idea. Okay.
Do you want to do, like, a live?
From now. Okay. We take.
The podcast.
A road trip.
Uh-huh. Why are you parenthesizing road trip?
Huh?
You,
like, a mini road trip.
Okay.
Like, yeah. And go to haunted places.
And document it?
And document it. Bruh. And podcast at this location.
We could do that now.
Could
we? We totally could.
I'm not okay.
What's stopping us?
Yeah, we have phones.
Y'all, Bernie apparently is forgetting that she has a phone with the phone in her hand right now.
It's magical device.
So,
in my head.
Bryce is actually, like, a really messed up place. Like, they have, like, a lot of, like, dark history there. And if you guys are interested. Yes. If you guys want to look more into that, which we could actually probably cover, like, a history of Bryce and stuff like that in its own episode, that would be dope. Because I don't think we have very many Alabama followers on here. I don't think we do. But if you guys are interested, you can always look up the Bryce Mental Hospital in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, or it'll say, like, North Partlow or
some shit.
It'll say, like, Northport or Tuscaloosa, yeah. And you could even, I think it's like they call the Jameson building. I think that's the way you'll be able to find it. Because, like, it's, like, really weird.
The old
Jameson. Yes. Okay. So you guys should go check that out. And, like, when we return in a couple of days, we are going to drop more spooky episodes about, or more spooky stories about Bryce and our experience at Cardiff Cemetery and our experience at Cluster Springs, aka Hellhole. So, as always, thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we're going to try to keep this mini, even though this is, like, actually one of our longer episodes. But we do appreciate all the support of you guys listening to us. Follow us on Instagram at Stark Raving Madness Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Stark Raving Madness P. And follow us and like us on Facebook at Star Craving Madness.
And also thank you to Anchor for sponsoring us.
As always, yes. Yes. A podcast, because it would not be possible without Anchor and you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, and we're going to plug our Gmail. You can send us emails at brittitstartravingmadness@gmail.com. Yes.
Yes.
And we'll put that in the link so you guys can, like,
see it. I've been noticing, because I've been spacing lately, I'm not putting links to my stuff. So I'm gonna have to go back and find those and
Okay. Brittany's not on our ship.
Yeah,
but, I'll do this today since I'm gonna do the uploads and stuff. But as always, thank you guys for listening and tell us about your spooky experiences. I wanna know seriously. It's spooky season, let's
at any point read them.
For real. Let's get
some of them are actually a little weird.
You're like my drum roll, I was doing a drum roll. Yeah, the axe one was really weird. I was doing a drum roll for the. It's okay. It's
okay.
All right, and as always, let's get spooky! That was a terrible drum roll, but pretty terrible, so I don't know. All right, guys, thank you so much.